My favorite leaders are those who create something out of nothing. Like Margot Drake, whom I wrote about last week, an idea stalks them. They keep seeing something that could be better, wondering why no one's doing it. And then, as John Madden used to say on Monday Night Football, boom, they get it done. Actually, it's not so simple. It's slow, filled with obstacles and tough moments. Rick Sperling created the Mosaic Youth Theater in 1992 to spark the theatrical potential in underserved Detroit children. To do so, he had to move in with his folks at age 26 and could only pay himself $4,000 that first year. In tight financial times, the challenges are unabating. But Mosaic now engages over 1,000 kids a year in spectacular music and drama training and performance. His alumni have been nominated for Tonys and traveled with Broadway productions. Although they're disproportionately minority and low-income children, 95% of Mosaic youth get admitted to college. Rick's passion ignites theirs, what a life he's built following his passion. Like Rick, Mike Tenbush and Dan Varner had an itch, a belief, a crazy notion that they could change the very arc of Detroit by involving children and their parents in sports. I could wow you with all kinds of stats, but let me tell you one story and one fact. Early on, these two U of M law grads tossed away promising legal careers to commit themselves to kids. They did not toss away a sense of excellence. So tired did they get with kids and coaches coming late to practice and games that they changed the rules. If you're late for a game, you forfeit. They had days where literally half the teams were late. Frequently, in those first weeks, both teams would forfeit for lateness. The lesson worked well. Ball caps are straight, shirts are tucked in, and the games start on time. Their purpose is not to teach sports primarily, but to teach character, and they now have nearly 15,000 children playing in their leagues. Here's to me the killer fact. They've trained 1,500 adults to become coaches of character. Imagine the power for good that's released in Detroit when adults find a vehicle to constructively serve chronically underengaged children. On October 17th, I'm going to honor them by slogging through the Free Press Marathon. When I get to the inevitable obstacles, especially at mile 20, I'll remember that Mike and Dan frequently wanted to quit. They'll be my mental models when I think of persistence and resilience. In these tough times in Detroit, when the schools are struggling to right the ship, and in an economy where kids must learn persistence and drive, I want to do a little, and I invite you to help. I'm going to run for Think Detroit, and I, with the blessing and financial support of my bride, will match every dollar you contribute to them, up to a total of $2,000. So what's the idea that nags at you? Where's your passion that could change lives? What dream could really incite you to lead with your best self?